Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode in our study through the book of Proverbs. Today we are in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 26, and I will read the Word of God now. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. They will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, or of the ruin of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Amen. What a wonderful portion of our scripture. I want to focus on the latter verses in Proverbs 3, 21 through 26, and I want to try to hone in on the reality that the Christian knows peace with God. And this is a peace that manifests itself in our daily life. It is a peace that causes us not to fear. When others fear, the Christian has a confident comfort that the Lord is with them, that He is near, that they have a sovereign and almighty protector that is quick to come to their aid. And it is this kind of comfort that should permeate the Christian's life more and more as they mature in Christ and grow in grace. Look at verse 24. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. I'm reminded of Psalm 4, a psalm of David, and he says in verse 8, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. This is wonderful, even miraculous, that the once troubled conscience, so burdened with sin, can now be at peace, and not some kind of false peace that is temporary, but true and lasting peace, peace with God. And it is not because of anything we do or have done or could possibly do. It is only because the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is only because the Christian is justified by faith in Him. We know our sins to be forgiven. They have been covered in His blood. And we now share in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. These are the objective realities in the life of a Christian that produce such lasting peace. Yes, everlasting peace. It is not so for wicked men. I remember the prophet Isaiah in chapter 48, verse 22, where the Lord says through his prophet, "There is no peace for the wicked," says the Lord. Any of us that have been converted and truly born again remembers a time in our lives where we knew no peace, where we did lay our head down at night on the pillow, but we didn't do it in quiet confidence. There were troubled waters in our soul. The burden of sin was so heavy upon us. As we will also encounter in Proverbs, the way of the transgressor or the sinner is hard. It is a rocky path, not a peaceful path. This should be a delightful encouragement to every Christian hearing this. For the Lord, dear believer, will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Yes, He's a mighty deliverer. Yes, He's a loving Father. Yes, He nourishes us and wraps us in the garment of peace. Yes, this is what our great God does for us. I want to illustrate this peace and confidence in the story of a brave miner. There were two miners in Cornwall, England, who were working down in a deep mine, and they were blasting rocks. Well, this is done, you know, by drilling a hole in the rock. Then the powder is put in, and pieces of the rock are hammered into the upper part of the hole. This is called charging the rock. It's just like loading a gun. And when this is done, you have what is called a fuse. And this is the string where at the end you light it and it burns like a firecracker, burning slowly, taking 10 or 15 minutes before it reaches the powder and explodes, so as to give the miners time to get out of reach of danger. Well, when these two miners had gotten the rock charged and ready for blasting, one of them would then get into a bucket and be drawn up to the top. Then the bucket would be dropped back down, and the second miner would light the fuse, run to the bucket, and be drawn up before the explosion takes place. Well, one day, the fuse accidentally caught fire, very unexpectedly. Both miners were still down at the bottom of the mine, and as soon as it began burning and hissing, the two frightened men ran to the bucket, jumped in, and made the signal to be hoisted to the top. But the man above could only draw them up one at a time, and there was not a moment to lose. Only one could go up at a time, and the one who stayed down would be killed in the explosion. One of the miners was a Christian, the other was not. The Christian miner thought quickly and was very brave-hearted, and he jumped out of the bucket, saying to his companion, "Escape for your life. I shall be in heaven in a few moments." Well, the bucket was drawn up and the man was safe. They listened at the top for the explosion, and they heard the heavy, smothered sound made by the bursting rock. They waited a while for the smoke to scatter, and then they went down to look for the remains of the brave Christian miner. They began to dig among the fallen rocks for his body, and at last they heard a voice. The Christian miner was still alive. They worked away, and pretty soon they found him not only alive, but unhurt. All that he could tell about it was that as soon as his friend had gone up, he lay flat on the ground. And when the explosion took place, God had caused the rock to fall over him in such a way that he hadn't even a scratch or a wound on him. When they asked him what made him willing to stay down and let his friend escape, his reply was this: "I believed my soul was safe, but I was not sure of his." You see, this is the confidence and the peace that the believer has with God. So let's be like this brave miner and courageously walk with our God, knowing that he is with us, that he will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed on him, when we trust in him. That concludes our study for today. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.